The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When Judas had left them, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and God will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. I give you a new commandment. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you also should love one another. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Question, anyone here in a committed relationship? Raise your hand. Some of you are going, "Father, that's awkward. This is our first time coming to Mass together. We're not sure where we are with that." Maybe you're still searching, looking for the one, discerning, what is it, God, you're calling me to do with my life? Kurt Thompson said that when we are born into this world, each one of us comes to this world, we enter it looking for someone who's looking for us. Our deepest desire and highest hope is that there will be someone looking for us, and this person will always be there for us, that they will pursue our hearts with a genuine desire to truly know us. We're born into this world looking for someone, looking for us. Someone who will always be there for us. Someone who will truly know us. We call this intimacy. Two definitions of intimacy. One is built right into the word, "Into me you see." Into me you see. The other definition of intimacy means that into fear, F-E-A-R, and the two are connected. True intimacy requires vulnerability. If you really knew me, everything about me, there's this fear of like, will you still love me? Will you still accept me? So we both desire and we fear intimacy, this basic deep desire that's in our human hearts. John Eldred said that there are desires that are very particular to the masculine heart, and desires are very particular to the feminine heart. I remember the masculine heart, the acronym I use is every man wants a bar, B-A-R. He wants a battle to fight, an adventure to live, and rescue a beauty. Gentlemen, think of Mel Gibson's Braveheart. A battle to fight, an adventure to live, and rescue a beauty. What are the desires of the feminine heart? They correspond. They want to be fought for. They want to be pursued. They want to be the adventure. They want to be rescued. You know, when we look at this, as I look at this, I see the story of salvation history. The story of salvation history, if you look at the bookends of salvation history, it begins with marriage and it ends with marriage. With the covenant of marriage between Adam and Eve, man and woman. That a man shall leave his father and his mother, be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Is not that the story of salvation history and incarnation, particularly? That the Son of God left his Heavenly Father the confines of eternity. He entered into our human condition, our time, our space. He became vulnerable to be wounded out of love for us. To be sacrificed, to die out of love for us. And he becomes one with us where? In the Eucharistic embrace. We have the union, the divine romance between God and man. In the second reading, the book of Revelation, the last book in the Bible, St. John speaks of this mystical marriage, the new Jerusalem, being prepared, adorned for her bridegroom. Is not the truth of the story of salvation history, of my story and your story, that through the mystery of the incarnation, that we see God who is fighting for us, pursuing us, and desiring to rescue us? I asked at the beginning of this Mass if any of you were in a committed relationship. And if Jesus is the bridegroom, and he is, and he speaks of it several times throughout the Gospels, then that makes us the bride. He is actively fighting for you and me, for you. Let's just stay with you, pursuing your heart, desiring for you to be rescued. This journey of the human heart that goes through our own experience of letting the Lord come to us, heal us, and save us, unfolds throughout the church, throughout the sacraments, throughout the experience of the Mass here today. Maybe you didn't realize when you came to Mass today, you were coming to a wedding Mass. Did you realize that? Today is a wedding Mass. I could ask all the brides to stand up in the church. And it should be everybody standing up in the church. Because Jesus is the bridegroom. And he waits for you at the end of the aisle in this Mass today. But before you receive him, before the Eucharistic embrace, you could say as we stand and we profess our creed, we're professing something of our vows, our loving belief in who he is and who we are and what awaits us at the end of our life as our hearts and our souls are being adorned, being prepared for the marriage banquet. We say, I do believe. And before I receive him in the Eucharist, the priest, the Eucharist minister, will say the body of Christ, and you simply say, amen. But that amen is, I believe with all my heart that I would give my life for this as he has given his life out of love for me. Pray for the grace. So we continue with this Mass to really learn that commandment of the gospel today. Jesus' new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. As I have loved you. The key to our healing and preparation for heaven, for the marriage feast, is first just let Jesus love me. Love always heals. God's love heals always. Heal me, Lord, of those wounds of my original sin. Those who have sinned and trespassed against me, my own sins, Lord, bring healing and mercy. That I may avail myself of the sacrament of confession, that I may come to the every Mass as a wedding Mass, just to let your love bring healing and restoration to me, so then I can love as you command me to. Love one another as I have loved you. As we continue with our wedding Mass, our search for someone who's looking for me, who knows me, who's pursuing me, that we let our eyes be drawn up into the gaze of love itself. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold, eyes up here. Eyes up here. Behold the one who knows you, who loves you, who seeks you, who pursues you, who knows you intimately, who's promised, I will be with you forever. And as our journey and our pilgrimage in this world ends, to experience the great promise of the complete healing in heaven, where every tear will be wiped away and he will make all things new. Amen. That was very weak. Amen.